Blog Talk Radio.
At the end of this day,
You on the Bible, Greek word, biblios, many books, taken through the ages, ageless, timeless, prophets, apostles, epistles, the gospel, the righteous, the hostile, the woeful, the wonderful.
On the Sabbath days or on Sundays, it's easy to find me. It's most likely up in your churches where I might be. It's millions over this earth who would tell you that they like me. But realistically, half of them take what I say lightly.
Yo, they just push me off the table like they don't need me. Look me in my face like they don't see me. Granny's off the church and she won't leave me. Then she comes home from church, but she won't read me.
My name, King James Version, born in 1611. I was made to teach brethren how to reach the kingdom of heaven. I might not be saying the same thing as your reverend, but what was broke, but it ain't the way it's living.
You probably catch me at your grandma's house, open the Psalms. I was like your grandpa's spouse over in Arm. You catch me in a small jailhouse over in Guam. I speak about the hotel from nowhere to come.
Now travel through my pages, learn about the ancients. Life and death is in me, but some don't wanna hear me. Misuse me to conquer many lands. Many men have been slaves for who I am. The saints' blood on their hands.
Governments attempted to get rid of me and still trying. Society refused to listen to me and still dying. I give counsel to disciples on his field grind to remind them that the place they wanna be is still dying.
Shelf missionary, I could school the school books plus Dr. Seuss in the dictionary. What's written is power, I'm sitting in the parlor. I'm the only book closed, but I open at any hour.
It's always a nappy head kid with a gold tooth, with his hand on my head saying he swear to tell the whole truth.
Yo, dude, they got me on a show called Dusty. Living godly is a must, but don't nobody trust me.
I teach about the old trails, mortars the bomb, seven plagues, seven seals, soldiers the swarm, rage in the field, soldiers, storms, the currents, the horns, you've been warned.
A lot of preachers want me on their team just to make a profit, when all I wanna do is give you words of the sacred prophets, so my creators can see believers making progress. I warn them of the dangers and loving material objects.
Open me up, pray to the God of all men, the God of Jacob, Isaac, the God of Abraham. May he open up his plan, why he came as a man. God 12 and spread his truth to every nation through the land.
Yo, we kicked that you was once sober, but you won't show my name, cause when your friends came, you keep turning my front over. What's this on my back? Use me as a cup coaster. Come closer, let me do my job like I'm supposed to.
Yo, bro, there's 66 books in me, good and plenty. But up north, they rip out pages to puff Cincy. But the saints study intensely, cause there's riches in me. But to the wicked, I ain't looking.
And you can run around wildin', looking in the sky. Or you can read me, choose life or die. Who's right but I, man, a tooth for an eye. The water's broke loose, now the fire's gonna fry.
I'm the Bible.
I'm the Bible.
I hold the keys to survival. I'm here to strengthen God's saints, and the water's vital.
I'm the Bible.
I'm the Bible.
I'm telling you, stop serving these idols. Ain't no other God, the Lord holding that title.
I'm the Bible.
I'm the Bible.
Original holy scrolls, comfort lonely souls with the oracles of the moral code.
I'm the Bible.
I'm the Bible.
I'm trying to save many men, but any who pretend, his kingdom, they won't be getting there.
I'm the number one selling book of all time. I done made billions, but if the people don't understand, I ain't happy. So come get with me, sit with me, and I'ma show you mysteries.
You
you'll actually be revealed something that you don't know.
Yeah.
All right, cool, cool.
I'm looking for these scriptures. St. John, chapter 3 and verse 1. It says, there was a man of Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of the Most High. Nicodemus said unto him, Do we just go ahead and take John chapter 3 and verse 4. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old?
That's what verse are we in right now?
We're in John chapter 3, verse 4.
Start verse 3 again.
St. John chapter 3 and verse 3.
So this is a conversation between two Jews, right? Can everybody see that? So these are two Israelites. And one of them is a what? When the one is Christ, who's the other? A Pharisee. Can we get the Bible dictionary? Who are the Pharisees?
Like lawyers.
Do we have the Bible dictionary?
I'm looking up the definition of Pharisee in the King James Bible dictionary. I have it right here.
What are the numbers about? Are the numbers about that?
The Pharisees were a group of Jews mentioned in the New Testament of the Bible who believed in strictly obeying the laws of Judaism. Synonyms: hypocrite, cancer.
Great.
Of the three prominent societies of Judaism at the time of Christ. Pharisees, Sadducees, and Essenes. Sadducees and Essenes?
Essenes. Essenes.
Oh, Essenes.
Mm-hmm.
The Pharisees were by far the most influential. They were one of the most strict sect of Jews.
So, the Pharisees were what? And that from there. So they were the most strict sect of Jews. All right, they observed the law the strictest. All right, I want to make sure we had this understanding that we're getting this about who Christ had this conversation with. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. It's obscure, but it's believed the organization came out not exactly connected or bold. There was, however, a group of Jews resembling the Pharisees as part of that, and it's about one community. The name Pharisee, which in its semantic from meaning the separated ones, Separatists first appears during the region of John.
Hycranius.
Generally, the term is singular. They were also known as chasidim, meaning love of God.
Chasidim, yeah. That's chasidim.
So, meaning love of God. They were found everywhere in Palestine, not only in Jerusalem, and even more a distinguishing border guard, so as to be the most recognized. According to the Jews, Josephus, their number at the zenith of popularity was more than 6,000.
At the zenith?
Yeah.
Cool. So they were a strict sect of Jews. They really held on to the law big time. Right? So, and then what do you have before? Your definition?
Pharisees were a group of Jews mentioned
and strictly obeying the laws of Jews. And so, again, even the strictness of Jews at this time. You had three sects. Basically, you had the Pharisees and Sadducees, and it says Essens, but it was also known as the Zealots. The Zealots were the ones that they were just totally against the Romans. They just wanted to see the overthrow of the Romans. Very militant. If we was looking at them today, it would be comparable to like the Black Panthers. They were for black people. They weren't about Christ. They really weren't about the Most High, but they were for black people. The majority of by any means necessary. And it was about going to war. Give me that about Barabbas. Where's Barabbas at? Find Barabbas in the scriptures real quick. In the scripture. And then in the Bible Dictionary or in 2 Peter, let's look at the scary. Let's see what they got. I doubt they have the right one, but let's see. I-S-C-A-R-I-O-T. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Matthew 27:16. Speak up, Matthew chapter 27, verse 16. This is okay, read. And they had been a notable prisoner. I'll start at 15. Matthew chapter 27, starting verse 15. Now at that feast, the governor was woke to release unto the people a prisoner whom they would. And they, verse 16, they had been a notable prisoner called Barabbas. Therefore, when they were gathered together, Pilate said unto them, whom will ye that I release unto you, Barabbas or Jesus, which is called Christ? Verse 18, for he knew that for envy they had delivered him. Verse 19, when he was set down on the judgment seat, his wife sent unto him, saying, have thou nothing to do with that just man? Have thou nothing to do with that just man? For I have suffered many things this day and today because of him.
So break down what's happening.
I should start a little earlier. So at this point,
just from where you're at, huh?
Yes. So at this feast, Jesus, Yahweh Shai, was basically being sentenced, and they pulled this prison, this guy was already in prison, and he was arrested. And they give the people an option to choose who they can give, either him or Christ. Sorry. That's from verse 18, for he knew that for envy they had delivered him down. Christ being, they basically set up Christ because the whole purpose is to get rid of him because they couldn't, they basically couldn't corner the corner. The person they were exposing the lawgivers and different people for their religion. So the envy comes in because they basically can't. Exactly.
go to on this real quick. And I'm still dealing with the born again. I want to get with that, but we got a lot we got to fill in. Let's go to John chapter 11. Start at one. We're going to do a lot of reading here, but let's start at one, and we'll read down. There's a lot of reading between the two.
St. John chapter 11, verse 1. Now a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary, and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped it with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore, his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. When Yahushua heard that, he said, the sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of the Most High.
Yeah, so this is Martha, and this is the one who wiped Christ's feet with the tears or what have you. And her brother fell sick. And Christ said, yeah, he's sick, but it's not for, what do you say?
It's not, not unto death.
Read the whole verse again.
So, St. John 11:4. It says, when Yahushua heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of the Most High.
All right, so he's not going through this, what he's going through, because he did something evil, because he did something wicked, because he was off. He said, this is the most, what's going on right now is that the Most High might get glory. Right? Read on.
That the Son of the Most High might be glorified thereby.
This is being set up so Christ can get exalted. This is being set up so Christ can Christ can show that he is not no ordinary man. Go ahead.
Now, Yahushua loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. When he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Then after that, saith he to his disciples, let us go into Judea. St. John chapter 11 and verse 8. His disciples say unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and goest thou thither again?
You know when you were down in this region before, they wanted to kill you. Now you gonna go back down there again? Go ahead.
Yahushua answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he sees the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. These things said he, and after that he said unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go, that I may awake him out of sleep. 12. Then says to his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. Howbeit, Yahushua spake of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking a rest and sleep. Then said Yahushua unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead, and I am glad for your sake that I was not there, to the intent he may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. Then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples.
Yeah. Lazarus dead. I'm glad I wasn't there, because if I was there, what y'all don't witness couldn't be witnessed about as far as him coming back from the dead. So I'm glad that this is happening for y'all, so y'all might be able to see this. Go ahead.
St. John chapter 11 and 16. Then said Thomas, which called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, let us also go, that we may die with him. Then when Yahushua came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. Now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Yahushua was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Yahushua, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of the Most High will give it thee. Yahushua saith unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Yahushua said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She said unto him, yeah, Lord. I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of the Most High, which should come into the world. And when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, the Master is come and calleth for thee. As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came unto him. Now Yahushua was not yet come into the town, but was in that place where Martha met him. The Jews then, which were with her in the house and comforted her, when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, she goes unto the grave to weep there. Then when Mary was come where Yahushua was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. When Yahushua therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled, and said, where have ye laid him? They say unto him, Lord, come and see. St. John chapter 11 and verse 35. Yahushua wept. Then said the Jews, behold, how he loves him. And some of them said, could not this man, which opened his eyes, open the eyes of the blind, have caused that this man should not die? Yahushua therefore again looked at himself, coming to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Yahushua said,
question, how many days has Lazarus been dead then?
4.
Okay, so he's been dead 4 days, so it's obviously he's dead, right? There's no... He was taking a nap. He was just temporarily in a coma. He was dead. Man.
St. John chapter 11 and verse 38. Yet I was shy, therefore, again, looking at himself, coming to the grave. There was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Yet I was shy, said, take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. Yahushua said unto him, said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of the Messiah. Yahushua said unto him, said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of the Messiah. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid, and Yahushua lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with great wounds. And his face was bound about with a napkin. Yahushua said unto them, loose him and let him go. Then many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Yahushua did believed on him. But some of them went their ways to the Pharisees and told them what things Yahushua had done. Then gathered the chief priests. The chief priests.
Okay.
And the Pharisees of counsel and said, what do we?
What are we going to do, Ben?
For this man doeth many miracles. If we let him thus alone, all men will believe on him. And the Romans shall come and take away both our faith and nation.
So what were they worried about? And if they're the chief priests, who put them in these positions then? The Romans did. Kind of like if we look at today, the, a lot of political leaders for our people, who put them in the positions that they're in? Today would be Americans. Right. For that or even church leaders. A lot of these mega church leaders that run some of the biggest, largest congregations that seem like they're religious, seem like they're about God, just like these Pharisees. They seem very strict about the law. It was really about God. But now they're doing all these rituals and all these type of things, but they ain't doing what this man is doing. So they're saying, and it's telling you who puts these people in the position that they're in. Back then, it was the Romans. Today, it's the government. It might be a 501c3, nonprofit organization. What do you call that? They become a nonprofit organization where they get grants, get money, get all types of cash relief. They get their churches, these big, mega churches. By getting a 501c3, the government will give you land to where you only have to pay like $1 a year for the land and for the church. Churches had the 501c3 taken away. How are they gonna pay rent on their building? The tax breaks they get for all the millions of dollars they get in tithes, that's tax free. So now the 501c3 is gone. Now you gotta start paying taxes on those tithes. So now you can't go get a mega church. When you get this cat, couple of dollars, it was in Atlanta for you. Couple of dollars. Yeah. That the only reason you got that is because the government has put you in that position because you're deceiving people, because you're lying to the people. But you seem like you're the religious authority. You seem like you're the authority on God or no different than the Roman Catholic Church. How much billions of dollars do they acquire a year and are protected by the government? So in a similar situation, here you have these chief priests that are Israelites, that are our people, that seem like the religious authority. they know that their position is given to them by the Romans to keep to help keep our people asleep, you know, keep our people away from the actual truth. So I'm not sure what verse you're in, if you don't mind reading that again.
Third at St. John 11:47. And it says, then gathered the chief priests and the Pharisees on council and said, what do we? For this man doeth many miracles. If we let him thus alone, all men will believe on
him. Everybody's going to start believing on him. Whereas, because of all the ceremonies that we do, all the theatrics that we go through to make people believe that we're really righteous, that we're really about God. When we go back and check out the Pharisees, the Sadducees, Christ told you in Matthew 23, things they like to do. They wanted to make sure everybody knew they was close to God. So they sent up long-ass prayers, loud-ass prayers to make sure everybody know, oh, man, that's what they just do. When they were fast, they made sure their faces were all like ashy and all fucked up. Just a man. Brother, you okay? You need something to eat? No. I'm fasting. They wanted everybody to see them. It was all for show. When it came to the high holy days, they had to have the fanciest garments, the baddest garments. Everybody had to see them. Oh man, that's a, look how righteous he is, man. Like his friend just reached down to his ass. I'm goddamn this dude. How could God not be with him? Look at how he dresses. He must be an officer of 8 million. Goddamn. This dude is religious. This dude is righteous. And Christ was like, the religious leaders got to be driving the biggest cars, the nicest cars, have on the $10,000, $5,000 three-piece suits, and have got to be seen like, because I got these riches, how is God not with me? Because I got this bling, how is God not with me? But we'll go back and look at Christ. Christ came into Jerusalem on a donkey. He didn't come in a gold stagecoach drawn by 100 women or white horses and shit. And everybody was blowing trumpets and like, Christ is here. Christ is here. He came in low key as possible. It tells you that in many cities, he didn't want nobody to know he was even there. It was really low key. But you come back and see how like today, people and even a lot of Israelites, they only go to Passover to put a garment on so they can be seen. Let's go there real quick. Let's go to Matthew 23 real quick. And again, we're still dealing with, I'm not forgetting what we're going over as far as being born again, because I'm using that to ask the question about how to deal with the old man, how to put the old man away for good. But I really want to kind of paint this picture. These Pharisees, they were phony as a $3 bill. Chapter 23, we're going to start verse 1. They were real phony. Everything they did was for show. And please keep a bookmark in John chapter 11. Is that where we're at? Keep a bookmark there because we're coming back to it. I'm sorry. Cool. Let's keep a bookmark there because we're going to come right back to it.
Ministering Jesus to the multitude and to the disciples, saying, scribes and Pharisees sitting on the seat.
Okay, they're in authority. But who put them in the authority? At this time, the Romans did, the government. Go ahead.
Verse 3, all their fault whatsoever, they bid you observe. Now observe and do.
If they're coming out of the scriptures, tell you to. You got to make sure you observe this. You got to make sure you do that. And they're showing you the scriptures. We're supposed to observe that because that's the word of God. And it's not for us to just look at how phony they are. And but because you're just a phony ass dude, that's why I'm going to listen to shit you said. If you come from the scriptures, we're supposed to still obey the scriptures. That's the word of God. But Christ will tell you about these niggas, for lack of a better word. Go ahead. And again, these are Israelites.
Verse 3, all their quarrels are they make you observe.
But don't be after their words. Don't do things the way they do things. Because a lot of times we come back and like, well, if y'all can do it, I can do it. I'll bet. This game we're playing, I bet. You going to do it, then I'm going to do it. Watch. And I'm going to do it better. Then?
Well, they say and do not.
They say and do not. They'll tell you scriptures that they themselves ain't trying to follow or obey. They're fake. Go ahead.
Well, they buy a heavy burden.
They put a heavy burden on other people. Shit that is hard for others to do. They expect them to do it. Go ahead.
And grieve it to be born. And lay them on men's shoulders. So they themselves will not move with one of their beards.
They won't help a little bit. They won't try to find any of the scriptures, but they want to make sure I'm telling you scripture. I'm telling you what to do. I'm in authority. I'm in charge. You know, I'm over you. So you have to obey me. Glad? They don't want to lead by example at all. They just want to tell people what to do. Glad?
But all they want to do, what do you see of men?
That's what it's all about. They just need people to see that. It's not about because they're sincere. It's not about the difference about the Most High Christ. They just want people to make sure. See, I'm in authority. See, I'm in charge. See, see how big my fringes are? Kind of where I'm blocked, so that's why I had to come back to share. I'm the man. They have to make sure and that people see it because they're really shallow inside. They really are shallow. So now they got to make sure everybody sees them. Everything they do is be seen of people. Go ahead.
They make laws. They're
Phylactery. We go back into the law. That was, we literally, in a literal sense, we would carry scriptures with us. And to carry these phylacteries, you had these huge, it's almost like putting a huge tattoo on yourself of scriptures. Some people look to see you. When you see me, you see the Word of God. I'm just here. Just like some Israelites, they got to make sure they fringe. They got fringes on their underwear. They got fringes on their socks. Like, this is how righteous I am, nigga. You just don't know. And then they come and ask you, where are your fringes? See, you off, man. You off. Okay, I know you love people. I know you love Israel. You help Israel. You dedicate to Israel. But, nigga, where your friends is at? Nigga, you ain't shit. You off. I wish to loot you off, but I can't. You ain't got no friends. You spend it. You look in my closet, everything in mine got friends. Everything. I don't care. Yeah, I'm a police officer. Yeah, my T-shirt's got friends. So that's good. Underneath my garment, So that even though you can't see the fringe, I'm going to use the bathroom. But you know what?
My wife
needed to get fringe. Those aren't tears. So those don't get it wrong. Those are fringes. Matter of fact, it's not even written in the blue because when you go into the Hebrew, it's really purple. So you got a blue fringe and it's written in the blue. You off, man. You don't read the Bible. You don't believe in the Most High. You should be wearing purple fringe. And hold up. And if they're not like this, you got niggas that Israel. That's, you see how this is twisted? If your fringes aren't like this twisted, say it's just the strings, but it's everywhere, that's not a fringe. You get it? You don't get it. You don't believe you have a child. Yeah, that's why you're going to hell. You might as well be a Muslim. Trying to be so strict, but so phony. Trying to be so strict and so fake. What's good, bro? What's happening? What's going on? Shalom. Yeah, how about you? Speaking of not having no fringes on, did I just salute this nigga and he ain't got no fringes on?
You might have some, you know.
I keep reading.
That's a 23,
15.
Mm-hmm. But if you're not going around, you can't stop. But all their works
they do are not decent. They got to make sure everybody, they're shallow. They have, they really are shallow inside. They really, they're really weak. And they have to make sure somebody sees them. It's not about really their relationship between Christ and the Most High. And really get understanding what this is all about. They have to make sure people see me. They have to see me. And that is 180 degrees opposite of how Christ rolled. That's 180 degrees opposite of how the Most High did things. But these Israelites, these Pharisees, they've got to be seen so that everybody else says he's righteous. He's in the truth. He's about the Most High. Look at him. No, there's not any churches. God must look at the car he drives. He got a Maybach. He got this. He got that. He got a rope. Man, how's God not with him? That's a $3,000 suit, a $5,000 suit, a $10,000 suit. God has to be with him. But everything they're doing is for the flash. It's for the blink. It's not sincere. It's not real. And this is what Christ said. Don't be like these cats. This is off. This is not how it's supposed to be. I've got to be there. You don't see me. You see Israelites at the Passover? I'm sure you see they got to make sure they're in every picture so they can just be seen. Remember that Passover? See, that's me. I was there. I'm like... Paul didn't make it to Jerusalem for 14 years. He didn't give a damn if y'all saw him or not. He was doing the work. He knew Christ saw him. But you got to just make sure people see you. You just got to be seen. You have to be seen. Really? Okay. We see some of my comments out. Hallelujah. That's Shalom, my Shalom. Why you smiling to be against the joke? You're not speaking the proper Hebrew. Aki. Yahweh. Bahasham. Yahweh Shah. Babakatum. Don't say Yahweh Shah. No. That's not right. Yahweh. Bahasham. Yahweh Shah. I'm moving my eyes off so you all speak. Barak Atah. Oh, you just want me back? You just want me back? Oh, that's fucked up. Oh, so I'm not in Israel right now? This salute me. Are you fucking serious? Really? You're getting upset because this man didn't salute you back? Are you serious? You are. Or Yahweh Bahasham Hamashiach Ban Yahweh Shai La Racha Kudash. Bon Yashal. Really? Really?
They make brothers of action.
See me. See how the shit, man.
And enlarge the borders in their
arms. Read.
And look.
I got to be seen at the... I got rank. I'm over you. It's funny. When I first came to the show, we get to New York, and that was the first question everybody asked. They were like, "Matt, Dan, good job. What tribe are you from, Matt?" Oh, it was. So what's your rank? Like, really? What's my rank? What does that do with anything? How about is man? Is the Most High Passover? Is it gonna be? Look how we're growing, man. This is a beautiful thing. The first thing out your goddamn mouth is, what's my rank? Comma general. Hello. You shallow-minded ass niggas. Christ never gave his rank. Now, that's how greedy. Hero Israel. I'm officer 5,000. Hero Israel, I'm a general. What the fuck are you doing? That's not how Christ rolled. That's not another example he left. But keep reading. These guys got to see me and acknowledge my position, acknowledge my authority. You can't take it to a bench. What does the maker talk about? I mock you! I'm General Machado, and I need $10,000. Put them goddamn handcuffs away. I ain't going nowhere. Just walk past him, like, straight to the ball. Don't ask him. Just walk straight to the ball. So soon he might ask you, point me out to Allah. Machado, when you holler at him, Allah, general. That's not praise him, man. That's mace. Nigga, what you doing? That rank don't mean shit. But now all of a sudden, this is what you're about. You've got to know everybody knows your rank, and you've got to know everybody sees you. That is not how Christ rolled, but this is how these Pharisees roll. Keep reading.
And the chief seats in the synagogue.
And they just got to be seen that I'm the authority. I'm in charge. I've got rank. Read.
And the Greeks in the market. And to be called a rabbi.
I mean, Michelle, rabbi, I don't want Lord, officer this, officer that, priest, deacon, whatever. Acknowledge who the hell I am. This is how the Pharisees roll. And Christ is like, no, don't do that to their works. Read.
But be not to call rabbi. What is your master, even Christ, and all your brethren, and call no man your father from the earth.
Like you see in the Catholic Church, the Pope was his father, or the heads of the churches be called fathers. He said, don't, Christ said, don't do that. Don't roll that way. Read.
What is your father?
It's not talking about you asking your dad. You call your dad father. That's not a problem like that. But these are cats that want to be the supreme authority, that the buck stops with them. No one else has any say-so besides them. Read.
Neither you call masters, for one is your master, Jesus Christ.
Go ahead.
But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant.
He that is the greatest, let him be your servant. Serve him. Serve by your example. Beth?
And whosoever shall be
exalted, whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased. You gotta make sure you take on the authority. You gotta make sure that the HNIC. You got to be the head nigga in charge? Cool. All right. You keep exalting yourself, you're gonna be abased. Yeah, it is all going to fall on you. Because you got to make sure everybody sees you. And it's all about you. It's not about Christ and the Most High. It's all about you. You're going to keep taking on that authority, taking on that look. The Most High is going to bring you down. Okay?
And he shall put up, and he shall humble himself, shall be exalted.
But the
he that shall humble himself shall be exalted.
But he that humbles himself, that's when Christ is going to exalt. Take low. The one that can take low, cool. What y'all need me to do? I'm not trying to make sure I'm in charge. I'm not trying to make sure I'm just giving orders. I'm not trying to make sure I'm the one that's got to be seen or heard or I'm the top dog. Let me take low. Let me be a servant. That's what Christ is going to exalt. Read.
13, but one to you, scribes and Pharisees,
Hypocrites. Okay. Well, you scribes, Pharisees, and hypocrites. You know the word hypocrite is a pretender, an actor. You're pretending. Read.
For ye shut up the kingdom of heaven against them.
You, by your actions, you make people not want to come into truth. By how you operate, you make people not want to come into truth. Because you make it all about you. So if people are like, man, I don't even want to be a part of this thing. If that's how y'all operate, I'm not trying to be a part of that. Y'all tripping. You just want to be the authority. You got to be the HNIC. You just got to be in charge. You got to just have rank. It's just all about being seen. You don't help nobody. And you just want to be able to throw scriptures around. Like you just perfect. You make people not want to come in. Read.
For ye, neither yourself.
Because you don't even do what the scripture says. You don't even do what the scripture says, but you still just throw scriptures at somebody. Like you just in charge. You just the authority. Like you already made it. And you want to always show a scripture how somebody else is fucked up. But you ain't trying to clean yourself up for nothing. This is how the Pharisees operated. This is the mindset they had. Go ahead.
Either suffer ye, then
and then the ones that are actually trying to get right, you won't even let them come around. Because their example is by the example. So you got to find some hate, that envy, that jealousy. You got to find something to discredit them so that nobody follows that example. Because you got to make sure they follow your example. You got to make sure they follow you. Read. And remember, these were Israelites. Go ahead.
Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye devour widows' houses.
And you take widows' houses. You take advantage of people that are there. You take advantage of naive people. A widow is a woman who doesn't have a husband. That means she has no protection. So you take advantage of people who have no protection because you come with all this gaudy. I'm the general. I'm the priest. I'm this. I'm that. And you come up with your own rules. Come up with your own authority. Come up with your own shit. And people are like, well, he must be of God. God must be with him. The Spirit must be with him. And says they devour widows' houses. You take advantage of people. People really want to be able to Christ the Most High, but because you make sure it's all about show, it's all about you. So they get to following you, but not the scriptures. They get to follow you, but not Christ. They don't follow the example Christ left. They follow you. And then when they feel like, well, where's my money? Where's my house? Where's my riches? How come I don't have what you have? Well, because the Spirit ain't with you. Christ ain't with you. What are you doing wrong? Maybe you should pray. Maybe you should, I don't know what you need. Don't fuck with my hustle. Reach. And pretense. You're pretending. You got to make sure everybody sees you making the longest, loudest, most Hebrew filled prayers out of anybody, because that's just how righteous you are. Read.
Therefore, you shall receive greater damnation.
You're going to receive the greater damnation. You want to make sure you're doing all this for show? You're going to receive the greater damnation. You're going to get cursed more. You're going to have more sorrow. Remember, it just said he that exalts himself is going to be what? Abased. So you keep trying to live by that standard. It's not going to work. But because you think that that's how it's supposed to go, because that's what the example you see of other people, you try to live that way, and that's not what Christ is accepting. That's not what the Most High is accepting. But people still think that that's what it's about. Read.
For ye come to see a lamb to make one across the lake.
You'll travel all over the world to make one proselyte is a convert, just do it. To get one person. Go ahead.
And when he is made,
I'll come to show man. Yeah, I see this. Go ahead.
Ye make him twofold for the child of devil you than yourself.
You make him double devilish than you are. You make him twice the devil you are because he really is thinking that he's right. He's following your example and not Christ's example. So now he's ready to fight other elders. He's ready to discredit other teachers and everything else. Like, no, nah, if you ain't following, if it's not of, and you might say this in some YouTube, but if it's not of this camp, it's not of the truth. If it's not under this person, it's Christ ain't dealing with them. And they're serious. And you got niggas that are ready to die and kill motherfuckers because they ain't following this Israelite group, this Israelite person. That's not how Christ rolled. And you cannot tell them that they're wrong because of the example that's being set by whoever brought them in. Read.
Woe unto you, ye blind guys.
Because what does Christ not call these people?
Blind guys.
Y'all act like y'all strict about the law, but really y'all are blind. Y'all don't get it. Yeah, y'all really don't get it. You're a blind leader of blind people. Read.
We're saying, whoever shall swear by the temple, it is nothing. But whoever shall swear by the gold,
it is. You fucking with the money? No, now we got to have a council. The school's going to be falling apart. Holes. We're in Matthew 23. There's a whole lot. When it rains, it's leaking and shit. There's rats. There's roaches. It's all fucked up. But now you start fucking with the money. It's a travesty. What the hell is going on? No, we're gonna stay in here all night long to figure out why the money is getting hit. Everything around you is crumbling. But let the money get hit, now we got issues and a problem. Now we gotta talk about this. Now it gotta get extreme. But this is how the Pharisees and the hypocrites were operating. Go ahead.
Verse 19. Ye fools and blind. For whether it's greater, the gold or the temple that's set up, that's
sanctified. Yeah. It's supposed to be the temple. The gold is supposed to keep the temple going because the temple is supposed to help people. But y'all are more worried about just the money. What about when the money's supposed to help the school to be able to help people, like tithes? We're going to get what tithes supposed to be about. Tithes are supposed to help the priest, but the tithes are supposed to help the poor. And if somebody needs some help, I need help with my rent. All right, cool. We have a pool of tithes that we can pull from. Help you with your rent. No problem. We got you. And my child is sick. Need to get some medication.
There might be a delay.
There might be a delay, but we're going to try like this. All right.
So what we have over here?
Then chapter 23, verse 19. Equals and blind. For whether is greater, the gift or the old testing. Whoso therefore shall swear by the oath, swear by it, and by all things thereon. And whoso shall swear by the temple, swear by it.
If you make some tea, we get water. We get purified water and bigger water. But we get to purify water as well. Yeah.
And whoso shall swear by the temple, swear by it, and by him that dwelt therein. Verse 22, he that shall swear by heaven sweareth by the throne of God and by him that sitteth thereon. Verse 23, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye pay tithes of mint and anise and cometh and have committed wager matters of the law.
Yeah, y'all pay tithes. Y'all get a little bit. Y'all get some investment. But y'all omit the weightier matters of law. Y'all don't deal with real issues. But you can say you paid your tithes. But you don't really help nobody. you really don't help anyone, but you can say, but I'll pay my tithe. Ready?
Just wait up.
Now, verse 22.
22. And he that shall swear by heaven swears by the throne of God, and by him that sitteth thereon. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye pay tithe of mint and dimes, covet.
When you talk about swear by heaven, I swear to God. Even I swear to God, I did this. Man, I'll check the Bibles, and I'll tell you I'm innocent. I'm just saying whatever. I swear to God. As if you're in God's position. And again, you're doing this just so people, you can make people try to believe that God is with you.
All right, when you're making a statement like that, it's Lord really, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what you said, because you don't put yourself in a position to make a statement like that, to make a claim like, yeah, I'll get there, but it's going to be done, brother. Yeah, I'm going to tomorrow.
Right. I swear to God.
Yeah. Put yourself at that standard, and that you're able to, if you're going to be holding anything else back from the pressure tomorrow, you're slipping.
Because you're in control.
Yeah.
You're the alpha. You're the shit. You're the HNIC. Right. And you have no control. We have no control. We don't.
And have a minimal wage amount of law.
And we don't deal with the real issue of the law, right?
Judgment, mercy, and faith.
We don't deal with what?
Judgment, mercy, or faith.
We don't deal with the judgment. We really don't deal with no mercy or the
faith.
Or faith. It's like, I'm in charge, give me these things. I'm in charge, so you're going to do. I'm in charge. I'm the HNIC. But it's not about real true judgment. It's not about real mercy. It's not about faith in the scriptures, because I'm not applying it, but I've got this authority, so I can just tell you what to do. I'm in this position so I can tell you. So it seems like I'm righteous, like I'm good, like I'm doing right, but I really ain't trying to judge no matter. Hold up. If a person did something, let me do some real judgment and find out what's going on and why. Okay, this person did this. Okay, yeah, that. When I said that, I meant to see, oh, let me find out what's really going on. This person really just that wicked now? This person really just that off? Let me find out what's going on. Let me delve deeper instead of just find scripture, just condemn this person. Let me find some mercy. Like, damn, okay, I understand. Brother's going through this, sister's going through this. Damn, okay, I see what's going on. Really try to help. So let me go ahead and let me now see if I can help as opposed to now I pull the scripture just to condemn you. For the scriptures just to make you feel bad. And in faith, let me show that I'm applying these scriptures before I put the full scriptures. Read.
He's hard, you have to have done, and not to leave the other undone. Verse 24. He blind guy was straight at a gnat.
A gnat, a fruit fly. You can't swallow this small ass fruit fly, but
swallow a camel.
But one is what? These type of things about, you know, I'm dealing with the bigger picture. First thing is, just pull the scripture out. If you really, you deal with the bigger picture on. Okay. Take that. Yeah, handle that, but you want to handle the big picture now. This is what the Pharisees was doing. Go ahead.
One to you, describe the Pharisees. And hypocrites, for you make clean the outside of the cup.
You make sure on the outside you know what you're saying. You make sure on the outside that you really are about the truth, you really are about the Most High, on the outside. Read.
And the flatter. But within, they're full of extortion and excess.
It's all about you. Extortion is someone who steals for themselves. They're making sure they're covered. It ain't about to make sure the body's okay. Ain't about to make sure everyone's okay. You only worry about you're okay. Your family's okay. It ain't about is the nation okay. It ain't about is the camp okay. Is my family good? If my family's good, that's all I'm worried about. But you go through all this production to try to make it seem like you're righteous. That makes it seem like you're about the Most High when you're really not. You're just about doing yours. That, and that's it. Christ is against this. Read.
Now, blind Pharisee, cleanse first that which is within the cup.
Cleanse yourself first. Get your inside right. Get you right first. Before you, you know, I always point the finger at how somebody else is off and wrong and did not about the scriptures of Christ or whatever. So, and also now, you're Judge Dredd, and you need to go about the law. Look at you. You want to get on me, but look at you. You worry about what everybody else is doing, but look at you. Get your shit together. Before you was quick to try to look at other people, they do this wrong, and they often, they do this, and they do that, and they like this, and well, at least something like this. You're a Pharisee. You're pretending. You're off. And you're exalting yourself. You're going to be abased. Read.
Well, it's first that this is within the cup of fire.
Clean your insides first. Read.
That the outside may be clean also.
Then?
Well, to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you're like one of the whitest sculpture that sepulchre
is a grave. You know where they have they have a grave where somebody's dug in the ground, right? But you see like those kind of like houses, and you have a whole bunch of bodies in there, the children, whatever. You said you're like blighted sepulchers, right? But the outside of this sepulchre, you got none of the dead people in this damn thing, decomposing, spider webs, rats, mold, all on the inside. But on the inside. Yeah, gold garnish. It's plus marble. All on the outside. The outside, everybody's damn palace. Like, shit. You're your man. If you ain't buried right, you ain't born right. You know what I'm saying? So that type of shit. Right. So if I said you're like a white sepulcher. On the outside, you clean as hell. Read.
Which is you appear beautiful outwardly.
You appear to be beautiful outwardly. Go ahead.
But with
this full of dead men's bones. You got a lot of dirt, a lot of decomposing, nasty, filthy, disgusting shit inside. Read. And then you're full of what? Inside, you're full of all unclean. On the outside, you want to make everybody seem like you just do it. Yeah, all. But on the outside, you will make sure everybody feels that you are a righteous, God-fearing, about the Most High. How about Hashem? I'll never read Jesus. It's Yahweh Shah. You're showing somebody who never read about that before. Yahweh Shah said, I'm a Shah. No, I'm righteous. And you ever read the chapter about speaking in tongues? That you're supposed to speak in evening, sir? That you speak something to somebody that don't understand, they can look at you like you're a fucking barbarian? There's something fucking wrong with you. Scripture says, you're speaking words that no one gets. But because you or the authority. That's why you're hearing.
That's why I'm at the Corinthians 28. Even so, ye also outwardly appear righteous of men.
Right.
Within, ye are full of hypocrisy and iniquity.
And within, you're full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Remember, the definition of synonym, a level for iniquity is, you're full of your own opinion. You're full of what you think is right. You ain't following Christ's example. You're following what you think is right. And again, this is what the Pharisees were stuck in.
Woe unto you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites, because ye build the tombs of the prophets and garnish the
You act like that, man. If I was back there, man, yeah, I would have been with Jesus.
Man, if I was like that, man, I wouldn't want to be with Christ. I would, man. I'm telling you, I'm telling you, man. I just know I was a problem, man. All these guns I got and all this shit I mean, you know what I'm saying? I just know I'm bad. I got to be fucking problem. You know, sometimes at night, I'm sitting on my bed like, man, Ezekiel. And it gave me pause. The spirit of God is such a sometimes, you know, sometimes I'm just right. You know what I'm saying? I just know, it just be telling me, I just know I'm mad. I've got to be one of the prisoners.
Verse 30. And say, if he had been in the days of our father, we would not have been partakers, I'm sorry.
Not yet, man. I just, how would they do that to the prophets, man?